Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday morning at 7 on KLZ 560 with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading outdoor experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Good morning and welcome to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley. I want to thank you so much for joining us. Welcome my partner, Red Merrill. Well, Red, good morning.
Morning, Scott. It's good to be here.
It is good to be here. I tell you, we got one more morning show for you, which will be next Saturday, 7 to 8. And then we are changing our time slot to 1 to 2 p.m. starting August the 2nd. So let you guys and ladies sleep in a little bit more and catch us in the afternoons. But this is going to give us an opportunity to get out a little bit more and do some live remotes and hopefully get some more folks knowing about our show. And we are looking forward to that 1 to 2 time slot. And Red's looking forward, so.
Yes, I am looking forward to it, Scott, because, you know, it's just a shame that this early in the morning no one gets to see us.
Exactly,
you know? And,
yeah.
And my son told me I definitely had a face for radio, and so I just want to – I'm not certain exactly how he meant that, but, you know, I want to be out there where people can see me and see exactly how good-looking I am.
Exactly.
You know?
And say good morning to Austin Parr. Austin hadn't been in studio in quite a while, but Austin's over at Discount Fishing Tackle on Santa Fe. So, Austin, thanks for getting up, man. You've been hustling these last few days.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You were out fishing last night.
I was out last night doing a little bit more pre-fishing. We got back from ICAST in Orlando, and we're going to have a whole bunch of brand new stuff in the store coming up in just a few months. So definitely, guys, should look forward to that.
Well, good. Our show is brought to you by Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, 14500 East Colfax. We'll be talking with Dan Johnson near the end of the show. Check out their website, LynnLyleChevy.com. Again, August 2nd, our show will be going 1 to 2 p.m. It's a Tanner Gun Show weekend. Be sure and stop by a couple of our sponsors out there. You got Jim Parsons at High Plains Safe Sales, Ammo Can. If you're looking for ammo, those guys got it. Bushman's Quiver Booth, a gentleman by the name of Oak Johnson will be out there this weekend as Hunter Roop is in Alabama, the exclusive agent for Bushman's Quiver at a show out there. So Oak will be manning that booth. And again, we've mentioned it before, but every Tanner Gun Show, Bushman's Quiver has a drawing. And it is for 7 days in South Africa, and you get an Impala and a Blessbach, and they draw that on Sunday afternoons. And excellent, excellent trip. As most of you know, unless it's your first time to join us, you've heard us talk about this. Red and I were over there last May, and looking forward to our trip next May in 2015. And Red, our trophies are in Denver.
Yes,
that's what they tell us. So
we understand.
But Katie over at Gallagher Transport is taking great care of us. And, you know, you wait 14 months to get your taxidermy work back from South Africa. They get here on Thursday, and then the inspector that has to go out and inspect them to get them released to us is off Thursday and Friday. It's like, how does that work?
Yeah.
Waiting all this time. So anyway, yes. Hopefully they're going to get out there Monday, and then we'll get to pick those up Tuesday. And we've got a good lineup for you this morning. We're going to have Trevin Stoltz with us. He's the host of Outback Outdoors TV in Kenton Claremont, founder of Train to Hunt and the Train to Hunt Challenge. Those guys are up in Casper, Wyoming. They're going to be joining us in our next segment. And then, as I mentioned, Austin Parr is in studio. And this segment is brought to you by Summertime Alaska Charters. Our good friend Rod Myers talked to Rod yesterday. He is in Alaska. And Red and I will be leaving August the 4th to be going there and do a little fishing with Summertime Alaska Charters. So, Austin, yeah, we're getting to go to
that sounds great.
Go fishing some salmon and halibut.
Great. And, I'm excited.
Absolutely.
We are looking forward to that.
And right. It's a good excuse to, you know, to buy some new equipment.
Exactly. So, yeah.
I mean, it's not like we need an excuse, it's easier to justify to our wives that, honey, I've got to have some rain gear, got to have some new hunting boots, and I've got to have all this stuff.
No doubt. So we're looking forward to that, and we want to really thank Rod Myers for extending that opportunity to us. So we'll get over there Monday, and then time we get over to Valdez and all the things. I think we hit the boat late Tuesday afternoon and be fishing a few days out there. So check out their website, summertimealaskacharters.com. Again, that's Rod Myers. He's local here in Parker area, or Aurora, I mean. So he it's good to have these guys like Hunter Roof with Bushman's Quiver, Rod Myers with Summertime Alaska Charters, where you can meet these guys, talk about them. But do something different. Forget Disneyland, Disney World. Go to Alaska. Get on a boat with the family for 4 or 5 days, and you'll save some money by doing that, from what I've heard with Disney World and Disneyland. Well, Austin, tell maybe for folks that haven't heard you on the show before, tell us a little bit about your – I mean, you're a young guy, but, man, you know more about fishing than anybody I've ever met. So tell us a little bit how you got into having the love for fishing.
Well, you know, to start with, I was, you know, blessed enough to be able to have my dad and one of his really good friends be really experienced outdoorsmen, not only in the fishing aspect of things, but in the hunting world as well. You know, I was really blessed to be able to have them teach me, you know, not only the basics, but really dial me into what I need to be fishing with. And then past that, I was given the opportunity by Mike Gray down at Discount Fishing Tackle on South Santa Fe to work for him at a very young age. And past that, it's really nice because, you know, you can really start seeing all the equipment and, you know, start honing your skills all the way through everything there. But now I'm running charters on Chatfield Reservoir guide trips, you know, definitely focusing in on the walleye and the smallmouth bass. And, you know, it really has been a phenomenal summer down there lately.
Right. Now, educate me a little bit. Are there limits on what you can catch out there when you do charters?
Well, as far as, you know, you can keep your daily limit out there. But, you know, I mean, as far as numbers-wise, I haven't had a guide trip under 40 fish out there since the start of May. So, I mean, it's
wow.
been very, very good out there. Right now, it is, you know, kind of coming down on the peak season a little bit. The water temperature has held out there right about 73, 74 degrees for the past several weeks. As soon as it starts getting up into the 78, 79 degree kind of mark, everything starts changing a little bit. Right now, all the fish are up on top of all the humps out there and are very easily accessible when you're trying to catch some fish with bait out there. I mean, they're very congregated, and once you find them, I mean, you can really put a lot of fish in the boat.
And this week, it's going to be up in the high 90s, I mean, almost 100, I think, like Thursday or something. So if the temperature outside is 95, 98, that changes the water then.
It definitely does a little bit. But, you know, a lot of people, they wind up, they stop fishing for the walleye as soon as the water temperature gets up a little bit higher, just due to the fact that conventional tactics don't work quite as well. And that really is something where I've been specializing in, to be able to show folks how to catch fish as that water temperature gets a little bit higher. Instead of fishing on the bottom like a lot of people fish, where you are running bait, you're running jigs, you're running Lindy rigs all along some of the humps where the fish are up on top of, the fish move out off of the humps a little bit and get over a little bit deeper water, suspending for bait fish. And the hardest part that folks find is that you can't mark these fish on sonar a whole lot unless you do have side imaging to be able to see on the side of your boat. So what happens is we'll troll for fish out there, and then also we'll throw jerk baits and swim baits up high in the water column and be able to catch some fish doing that as well.
Are there charts available for you know, for these humps and the way the lake is laid out and stuff?
Absolutely, yeah. Locally, there is a gentleman, his company's called Fish and Map Company, and he has fairly detailed maps to be able to see the different contours on the bottom. Definitely integrated that he has GPS points as well. And, you know, I have not only those GPS points in my system, but I have tons and tons of others to really dial in exactly the different spots that you're looking for. So if someone were to book a charter with myself, you know, you're not only getting the different technique to be able to catch the fish, but being able to find some different locations. You know, I have over 300 GPS waypoints in my sonar just for Chatfield alone. So,
wow. And what kind of boat do you have?
You know, I have a 17.5-foot Alumacraft. And, you know, tournament ready, all high-end Lowrance sonars and everything, definitely to help dial you in on some good fish out there.
How much does other boating, you know, skiing and jet skis and stuff like that affect the fishing?
You know, a lot of people feel like that affects the fish a lot, but in my opinion, it doesn't at all. Those fish really are so used to it. You know, you can have boats come by you and have no issue at all, you know. And a lot of times I'm booking a lot of charters on the weekdays. You don't have any issues with ski boats on those days. But if someone were to book a guide trip on a Sunday or a Saturday, a lot of times we'll go out there really early. Actually, every time we'll go out real early, get the early bite in the wake area. And then sometimes if it starts getting a little bit obnoxious, we can slide on over into the wakeless area and be able to not have any issue with that at all. To be honest with you, with how much I'm out there, it doesn't bother me one bit. But, you know, I mean, some folks, that's a little bit different. So,
now, what's your normal size of a party that will go out and book with you? I mean, what can you take up? Can you take a family of five, or,
you know, I'm basically kind of trying to stop at about four.
Four.
You know,
okay.
After that, it kind of gets a little bit crowded in the boat, and some of the different techniques change. Okay. But I'm doing, you know, anywhere from one to four is typically what we're trying to do. So, you know, I mean, I can make an exception if some kids wanted to come on or something like that. But, you know, past that, it just starts. It's not necessarily capacity in the boat. It's just kind of room. After a while, it gets a little bit
Do they need to bring anything, or they just show up?
Don't have to bring anything. All they have to do is show up. I have everything included. To start with, I'm going to have a full setup of St. Croix rods. I am on their pro staff, so they're going to all be very high-end St. Croix rods equipped with Shimano reels. All the bait, terminal tackle, lures that the folks would need. Past that, I even have some snacks and all the drinks included as well.
Well, what is typically the best time to fish for, say, walleye?
You know, a lot of times, as far as in the day, early in the day definitely fish as well. However, you know, contrary to popular belief, I went out there yesterday. You know, I got back from ICAST, so I went out at 1 o'clock yesterday, and I put. God, I mean, I went through 5 dozen leeches, 40-plus fish in the boat, and only fished till about 4 o'clock. So, I mean, right in the hottest part of the day, we're being able to pull them in.
Wow. That's awesome. Fishing has come a long way, Red, from a Zebco reel.
Absolutely.
In Texas, that's what you kind of grow up. I don't know about you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's
absolutely.
Just the closed reel, Zebco,
yeah.
It really is amazing.
Austin Parr is our guest, Discount Fishing Tackle. They're located at 2645 South Santa Fe Drive. Get by there and see them. The number over there is 303-698-2550. Now, if someone wants to book with you, what's the best number for you?
You know, that number will definitely work. However, folks can get a hold of me on my cell phone with either, you know, obviously calling me or texting at 303-514-5546.
And then before our break here, what's kind of the rate? Is it per person, or if there are four people, is it run a little cheaper per man, or how do you work?
Basically what I'm doing $300 for one person, $400 for two, and then $525 for three or four.
Oh, and then those guys can split that, so
exactly.
That works out pretty good.
Yeah. Exactly. So, you know, kind of encouraging a few more people to get on the boat and basically, you know, spreading out the cost is what we're winding up doing with that.
All right, great. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll be talking with Trevin Stolfus. Again, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, Trevin's the host of Outback Outdoors TV, and these guys are up in Casper, Wyoming this morning for the Train to Hunt Challenge. So stay with us. We'll be back with more Sportsman of Colorado.
Hi, sportsmen and women of Colorado. This is Steve Pitcock, owner of Hot Shots Automotive, located in Centennial, Colorado. I would like to offer you all a service special for your diesel truck, a complete diesel oil change, tire rotation, and 30-point safety inspection, all for $60. That's right, $60. That's a $125 value. And for you gas drivers, $25. That's a $60 value. Call us today at 303-617-1125. That's 303-617-1125. Or visit us at hotshotsautomotive.com.
Tired of going into a gun shop after hearing an ad only to find they have only a few guns and no ammo? Get into the zone, the Reloading Zone. From handguns to ARs, the Reloading Zone has it all. Need to get your concealed carry permit? Reloading Zone has a few openings this month. Call now, 303-431-GUNS. That's 303-431-4867. Check out their website, thereloadingzone.com. Get into the zone. The Reloading Zone.
For over 30 years, Academy Roofing has been serving Colorado with great customer service. Let me tell you why I am so happy that I chose Academy Roofing. They were efficient, on time, and their cleanup was perfect after my roof was completed. As an A-plus member with the Better Business Bureau, Academy Roofing brings the knowledge and experience you need in a roofing contractor. Call now, 303-360-0708, or visit academyroofinginc.com. At Academy Roofing, your roof is our reputation. Academy Roofing is an official registered company of Haystack. Help.com.
Lynn Lau Chevrolet is family-owned and operated for 37 years, and our commitment to the community is the best selection, highest trading values, and the best financing. How do we do it? Low overhead. And low overhead means low prices. Lynn Lau Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or LynnLauChevy.com.
Have you been involved in an auto accident, slip and fall, or any other personal injury? I'm Kevin Flesh with Flesh Law, and I've been protecting victims' rights for over 17 years. If you want aggressive representation that will get you the money you deserve, then call me at 303-884-1037 or visit my website at fleshlaw.com. That's Flesh, F-L-E-S-C-H. I will give you the personal service you deserve, starting with a free consultation. Call me, 303-884-1037 or visit me at fleshlaw.com.
Haystack Help Radio with Scott Wadley, weekday afternoons at 4 on KLZ 560.
Back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Wadley, along with my partner Red Merrill. In studio, we have Austin Parr again with Discount Fishing Tackle, and we're going to come back to Austin here in a little bit later in the show. We're going to go to the phones and talk to my good friend Trevin Stolzfus. I'll get it out here in a minute. It's too early, Trevin. How are you guys doing? Trevin, you with me?
Of Wyoming.
All right, man. Good deal. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, these guys are up at the Train to Hunt Challenge, and Kenton Claremont and also Phil Mendoza is going to join us here in just a second. Phil is the owner of No Limits Archery, a great shop here in the Denver area. And, boy, I tell you, if you're looking for a bow or need a place to shoot or need to get yours tuned up or whatever you need under that archery umbrella, so to speak, No Limits Archery is our spot. So, Kenton, have I got you as well on the line?
You know it, buddy.
All right, bud, good deal. Well, Kenton, tell us just a little bit about how this whole Train to Hunt came about and how you got the thought for this.
Well, really, it was just an idea that came to me about trying to encourage hunters to get in shape and stay in shape year round. And you know, we all know that the motivator is the big event, and that's the hunting season. So most guys really didn't start firing up their fitness level until, you know, late July, early August. So I thought if I could give hunters an event to train for, and earlier in the year, they would start their fitness program like in March. So I started the Train to Hunt Challenge, and it's really just a fitness. It's like a 3D shoot meets Spartan race, and it's all mountain fitness. And so, can you shoot? And can you pack? And can you put it all together and perform? And it's really just a measuring stick for hunters going into the season.
Yeah, you know, Kenton, it's events like this, and it's guys like this who participate in this who wind up getting the big trophy animals and get back into the great country.
Well, you know, there's so much hunting pressure nowadays. You know, hunting is such a growing sport, and there's a lot of guys that are out there in the woods. And the further off the road you can get, the less competition you're going to run into, the less pressure the animals are going to have. And so, yeah, you know, the higher your fitness level, the further you can get off the road, and the more you can enjoy that type of hunt. And so being in shape these days is really going to be key to getting back into the areas where the big animals are hanging out and getting pressured into. So you're right. It is definitely a key point in getting into those big animals.
Now, how many competitors will you have up there this weekend?
Right now we're looking at just over 40, so 42, 43. A lot, you know, men and women both, and it's a beautiful setting, and I'm excited to get this thing kicked off.
Right. Now, Trevin, how did you guys get hooked up together?
Well, it's a long story, but I'll give you the short version.
Okay.
The short version is, through people we know together, this hunting community, as you know, is a tight-knit group, and it's not that big.
Right.
Especially when you do it, and you do it as a job. A lot of times you get to know everybody. And I met Kenton through various people. And, being a wrestler in college, Kenton has a wrestling background. You know, we just hit it right off. But it's the idea of what Train to Hunt brings, which is basically pairing true fitness and bow hunting, things that we're passionate about together. And so that's kind of how we got put together. And then the good Lord just kind of arranged the pieces, and then here we are. And so, you know, we're looking to help to bring this to the masses, if you will, because we know there's a ton of excited, hardcore hunters out there that you haven't even heard of this yet. But then even taking it a step further, we've got Nationals in Denver, August 2nd and 3rd, and we are ramping up for that. And this is the last qualifier.
Wow.
The last qualifier for 2014, and then it's the finals, baby. So we're excited about this.
Well, Red wants to know if you've got a quarter-mile track he can drive around.
Yeah, but
he's got to
use a bicycle.
I'm getting my ATV tuned up just especially for this challenge.
You could be like the cart gal on the golf course. You could be the cart guy on the train to hunt for.
Oh, wow. Well, let me switch over to Phil Mendoza for just a second. Phil, how are you, bud?
Doing good. Yourself?
We're doing great, man. Now, you won the most – and as far as I know, the most recent one that was up north a month or so ago, right?
Yeah, the Fort Collins one, yeah, early June.
Early June, yeah. So, man, what was that like to – I mean, are you pretty strict on this whole regiment that, Kenton puts out every day to – because, I mean, needless to say, I've seen you. I mean, you're in great physical shape. But what do you do to really prepare for it? You do this every day?
I do the train to hunt workouts on traintohunt.com 2 to 3 times a week, and mixing some cardio and some shooting, and just do what I can like anybody else. We work for a living. We got families we got to take care of, so it's definitely, you got to pick your moments. But absolutely, the train to hunt workouts are the best thing to get you prepared for the challenge.
Right. Now, if a person just wants to get started in it, and I'm gonna have to go back to Kenton for this one. Kenton, they go to your website, thetraintohunt.com, and then just follow through.
And he's not acting like we're breaking up. So.
Kenton, are you with me?
I think we'll say that again, Scott. I think you broke up.
Okay. For people that want to get involved in this, and they just go to traintohunt.com, and then they can just follow the prompts on how to get started and receiving these workouts every day, right?
That's right. If you go to traintohunt.com, go to workouts, and it'll give you a chance to sign up and just start banging out the workouts. And I put 6 workouts up a week, and there's 3 different versions every single day. So regardless of your fitness level, you can do a version of the workout every single day. And there's also a spot on there to call and talk to me and get a little bit more personalized program if you're somebody who is brand new to fitness and brand new to this type of program. You can call and talk to me, and I can kind of guide you through how to get started. Is it 3 days a week? Is it 2 days a week? How much cardio should I be? Should I add some cardio to these workouts? That kind of thing. So traintohunt.com has all the necessary information you need to get started on a training regimen for specifically for hunters.
Yeah, Kenton or Phil, either one can answer this, jump in on this question, but do you find that it helps if your whole family is involved, especially your wife or, being involved in it also?
Well, I can answer that. I can tell you that there's a lot of guys who are training with their families basically because I have an at-home version of all the workouts. So if somebody doesn't have a gym membership, they can still do these workouts. If you do have a gym membership, I'd say 60% of these workouts, 70% of these workouts are designed to do kind of in the backyard, just find some space and get it done. So there's a lot of families out there. I get pictures all the time and videos all the time of dad, mom, and kids all doing, a version of the workout. And so it's very family friendly, and it's kind of a simple program, but it's a great workout, and it'll get you in the best shape of your life.
Phil, take a minute and tell us about No Limits Archery. Phil, are you with me?
Full service shop for sales, service, shooting, and then, even on Thursday nights we have a train to hunt workout that we get together and bring people together and do this specific kind of program to bring it to the people there at the shop. So we try to be as well-rounded as we can and cutting edge, I guess, as far as archery and modern archery for the Denver community.
Well, I tell you got a great shop out there. And again, that's No Limits Archery. And you can check out their website, a great website, and Phil puts a lot of great information up there. So, Trevin, I want you to hold on, but we'll let these other guys go. I'm about to drive my producer crazy trying to punch all these buttons and keep everybody up on the line here. But Phil, good luck, man, and hope you can be victorious again. And, Kenton, we will keep checking in with you guys, and you know, we're going to become more involved in this as well. Red says from an interviewing standpoint.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but we're going to get involved in this as well. So, Kenton and Phil, thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
All right. All right, Trevin, you still with me, bud?
Here, sorry about this. The service isn't so...
No, that's okay. And we can have a couple of guys on the line at a time, so Matt's doing a great job in there keeping everybody going. I do want to mention this Tuesday... Trevin is actually going to come in and be in studio with me. We are going to be helping out John Rush on his show, Rush to Reason, that you hear every weekday from 2 to 3. And we are going to be talking actually about some conservation things and hunting and all the anti-hunters and how to educate them a little bit more. So, Trevin, just to touch on that a minute, I mean, you know, you're out and about and people know what you do. Why do you think all these different groups go so berserk when they see a picture of somebody with a dead animal?
You know, that's a real soft spot right now, Scott, especially if you're on Facebook. I'm sure you've seen this gal out of Texas, the young cheerleader.
Yes.
That was in Africa and killed some great animals, you know, fair chase, the whole nine yards, and then they just crucified her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think the problem is a lack of understanding.
Right.
It's one thing for you to be and to have a moral dilemma with eating meat. I mean, I'm going to give anybody the ability to have the freedom to believe what they believe.
Sure.
But when you start attacking people, especially hunters in general, you know, people don't understand how much hunters are the true environmentalists. And I think it's just from a lack of knowledge. They don't understand that the majority of conservation that goes into saving and even bringing back species to healthy populations comes directly from hunters. Directly.
And that's because hunters invest their money through buying fishing license and hunting license.
Yep.
And also belonging to organizations and donating money to those organizations to help habitat, which is the number one ingredient in having good populations of animals.
No doubt about it. And unfortunately, we've done a poor job of getting PR out. You know, we have great organizations, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, Mule Deer Foundation, Fargo. I mean, I could go on and on. These organizations do a ton of stuff, but we as hunters need to even step up. And I mean, that's all fine and good that we're touting our trophy animals, but let's also tout the amount of hours we spend volunteering. The clubs that we support that do directly do conservation. And then if we can get that PR from a grassroots level, I think we can start to educate people and really see that hunters are the reason we can still hunt.
Yeah, absolutely. Our guest is Trevin Stolzfus. Again, he's the host of Outback Outdoors TV. And earlier you heard Kenton Claremont. He's the founder of Train to Hunt and the Train to Hunt Challenge. And then Phil Mendoza joined us, and he was the owner of No Limits Archery. Now, take a couple minutes and tell us about your show, Outback Outdoors.
Well, I'm going to first step back and say, you know, you talked about family and Train to Hunt and this and that. My wife and I are competing together. This will be our first time to compete in a Train to Hunt together, so that's kind of cool. So Train to Hunt, it's not just for males. It's also for females and also for families. So I'm going to throw that little plug in there. And,
sure.
Of course, ask me how I'm doing Sunday night after this event.
I'll start to say, do you have marriage counseling available after you do this together?
We've got it set up on the line, yeah. But Outback Outdoors we're going into actually in the middle of our sixth season on air. We're going into our seventh season hunting and filming, and we were formed by a group of hardcore hunters, grew up hunting, guiding, outfitting. We even still have some of the hosts, Adam Wells and Dave Baronio, who still to this day work with outfitters or own their own outfitting business. And we wanted to change the way hunting television was shot and shown. And we believe that hunting is not about the kill, it's about the adventure.
And for us, we wanted to show that. Now, over the past 6 years, we have come full, I mean, more than full circle. I think we've maybe made two or three laps. And we, our style, our storytelling ability has just improved because we were just a bunch of hunters. And we've now got some people on staff, Dustin Etheridge, our executive, one of the main producer for the show,
right.
Jordan Brown, some of these other guys have come along and they're helping us take that storytelling to the next level. And so for our job or our goal with Outback Outdoors is to be able to go and share an adventure with the viewer and make you, the viewer, feel as if you're with us, but you're not tired, you're not cold, you're not wet, you're not exhausted, but you still get just a glimpse of that adrenaline and that thrill of why it is we go Outback Outdoors.
Sure. And it's a great show, and, you know, a good friend of both of ours, Willie Schmidt, he has his show as well. Now, when will your season actually start airing?
We air fourth and first quarter. So in October, first week of October, we'll go back on the air. Willie just came on. I think he just started on third quarter. Willie's, again, on the Sportsman Channel, pure hunting, phenomenal show. Check that out. DVR that if you don't have if you don't already have it on your list, because it's one you don't want to miss for sure. But we start back up fourth quarter, and then we go on into first quarter. And the reason we do that is a lot of guys like to be on in that third and fourth quarter, mm-hmm. but we're out. I mean, when are you out in the field, Scott?
Sure.
You're out in the field during the third and fourth quarter, right?
Right.
So we put it on a little bit later. Actually, the first quarter, which is January, of course, through March, that's our strongest quarter because people are indoors. And so it's kind of, for us, we're sharing with you the adventures of the season before, and you get to come along with us. So that's how we chose to do it, and it's worked out pretty well for us. And, again, we're going into our the final part of our sixth season and then on into our seventh in the first quarter of 2015.
Well, check out Outback Outdoors. And again, Trevin, thank you so much. Check out his Facebook page. He's got a great Facebook page there.
I'm looking forward to Tuesday.
Hey, me too, man. Yeah, we'll have fun. Again, we appreciate John Rush giving us that chance. And John is going to be on vacation, but he's also going to be joining us while he's on vacation. So I don't know. Fred's going to be in town. Red may join us as well. So we'll look forward to that on Tuesday. Well, Trevin, hey, thanks so much and good luck, man. And hope you and your wife do well.
Thanks, buddy. You guys have a great day and a great rest of the show.
All right. That's Trevin Stolzfus, again, host of Outback Outdoors TV. Late for a break, but we'll be back with more Sportsman Colorado right after this.
Have you given up on finding the right camper that truly fits you and your family's needs? Well, there's hope. At Phoenix Pop-Up Campers, we have developed the most personalized, toughest, best-performing off-roading campers imaginable. Yes, if you can imagine it, we can build it. At Phoenix Pop-Up, we would welcome the opportunity to earn your trust and deliver you the best service in the industry. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive $1,000 off your new custom camper. Call 303-286-3921. That's 303-286-3921. Or visit our website at phoenixpopup.com.
Hi, I'm Trevin Stolzfus with Outback Outdoors. I want to invite you to come check out the most advanced line of hunting bows and accessories at No Limits Archery today. They have everything you need to be successful on your hunt this season, including Hoyt's 2014 lineup, the Hoyt Carbon Spider, the most technologically advanced bow on the market. The Factor, Hoyt's premier 30-inch lightweight hunting bow, the Hoyt Charger, and the Hoyt Ignite, two loaded bows that won't break your wallet. Also, don't miss out on their full line of high-end Hoyt accessories, everything you need to outfit your bow. Stop in today to check out the latest deals at No Limits Archery. You won't be disappointed. That's No Limits Archery, 303-270-0185. That's 303-270-0185, and that's NoLimitArchery.com.
Early retirement, changing jobs. Hi, I'm Dot Mecklenburg, president of Dot Mecklenburg, Inc. Section 72T of the IRS code says as long as you take substantially equal payments from your IRA for 5 years or until age 59 and a half, whichever is greater, you will not be penalized 10% for early withdrawal. For a free consultation, call me today at 303-647-1948 or visit me at my website, dotmecklenburg.com.
Dot Mecklenburg Financial Services is an official company of Haystack Help and an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Are you tired of not having a place to hunt or fish? Or maybe you just don't know where to even start to find your next outdoor adventure? This is Kevin Flesch for Colorado Outdoor Sports. Since 2001, Colorado Outdoor Sports has been providing outdoor opportunities to sportsmen with the benefits that only private land can offer. Colorado Outdoor Sports offers over 40,000 acres of private land. Kids under 16 hunt does and cows for free on club property. Call now, 303-460-0273. That's 303-460-0273. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 50% off the initiation fee. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website, ColoradoOutdoorsports.com.
Be safe, have fun, and qualify for your Colorado carry permit. Teach your kids how to safely handle a rifle, pistol, or shotgun. Hi, I'm Tina Francone, and my staff of NRA-certified instructors at Straightforward Shooting have qualified over 1,000 Coloradans for their Colorado carry permit and have taught hundreds of scouts how to shoot. Get your Sportsman of Colorado discount by calling Straightforward Shooting at 720-989-9662. That's 720-989-9662. Or visit my website, straightforwardshooting.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekday afternoons at 2 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley. Again, along with my partner, Red Merrill, we have Austin Parr in studio. Check out Outback Outdoors TV. Again, that will be starting in October. And the Train to Hunt. .com. Check out that website. And these guys, I can tell you, I've seen most of the competitors, and this thing works. It's like anything else, I guess, Red. If you work out, it works. But, I mean, boy, these guys are in shape, and ladies that I saw up there. So check out their website. Let me tell you real quick about the Outdoorsman's Attic. It's a consignment shop in Englewood, located right downtown, actually, Englewood. And this is a very unique consignment store. It carries used, pre-owned outdoor gear for hiking, camping, fishing, hunting, whatever. I mean, they've got it. You never know what you're going to find there. So, you know, whether you're fly fishing, bass fishing, and need something, I don't know if you've ever heard of the Outdoorsman Attic, Austin, but they carry a lot of neat things. And if you're looking for a tent, sleeping bag, maybe a camping stove, whatever, they've got it. Now, here's the way it works. You bring whatever you want to maybe sell in there, and the minute they sell it, they'll call you. You come in and get your cash, and they only take 15%, which is a great deal, because you put this stuff in a garage sale, you got to sit out there all day with all your stuff, and you know, may sell it, may not, and it's going to sell a lot quicker and at a higher price than most definitely it would in a garage sale. So you need to check out the Outdoorsman Attic. Go in and say hi to Patty and Bill. They're located at 3435 South Broadway. Their number 303-781-3626. And if you tell Patty and Bill you heard about them on Sportsman Colorado, I promise you they'll give you an extra good deal. So be sure and get by the Outdoorsman's Attic. Now, Austin, let's talk a little bit more about ICAST. Tell us
Absolutely.
About what happened there and what that event is all about.
So basically, ICAST, they hold it every single year, and for the past 2 years, along with what's called the IFTD, which is the Fly Tackle Dealer Show. So basically, these two shows combined are the one big deal in the fishing industry every single year. Basically, all the companies, they have booths there. They bring all their brand new products, and you get to see all the brand new stuff in the fishing world, both on the fly side and also on the conventional side, both freshwater and saltwater. So Mike Gray, the owner of Discount Fishing Tackle, and I went out there to really look at some of the brand new products and see definitely what we're going to bring into the store for the next year. So definitely people should take a peek and keep stay tuned for what we're going to be having, because there's definitely some really neat stuff coming in.
Yeah, Austin, if a person buys a top-of-the-line rod and reel,
uh-huh.
All right, how long can he expect that to last and be serviceable before some new products come out that might replace it?
Well, you know, in this day and age, the technology is in a place where the rods kind of – some of the features change, but the actual performance really doesn't. And the beauty about some of the high-end rod companies, particularly St. Croix, which, like I said, I am pro staff for – they have lifetime warranties on their high-end rods, which means you break it in any way, you break it on a fish, you break it on a car door, you know, you snap it going through the brush, you send it into St. Croix, and for a small fee, they'll fix it for you and send it back to you within 2 weeks, which is a great deal.
Absolutely.
So, and then, you know, some of the high-end spinning reels don't necessarily have a lifetime warranty on them, but definitely as far as a lifetime on some of those, you know, you're going to get 5, 6, 7 years out of some of those, which is really good. And then on the fly side of things, they have lifetime warranties on all their reels too. You know, some of the high-end reels, Ross reels out of Montrose, or, you know, Lamson reels out of Ketchum, Idaho. All those guys all have those really nice lifetime warranties on that as well. So, you know, really, if you invest in a really high-end, nice piece of equipment, it's going to be something that's going to last you for a very long time.
Sure. Well, let me ask you about back to Chatfield.
Absolutely.
And the fishing and your guiding there. Is there a downtime of year, or is there a slow time of year that is not necessarily good?
You know, as you move into the hot part of the summer, particularly, you know, mid to late August, the fishing slows down a touch. But like I mentioned earlier, it really just you have to just change your tactics a little bit out there. The fish can still be caught, contrary to popular belief. You just have to change from the typical bait rigging into some of the different tactics. Really moving up off of some of those humps over the deep water with some jerk baits, with some shallow running shad wraps, basically your shad imitations when those fish are moving up on those shad schools, can still prove to be very effective. And then also, you know, in the wintertime, that's not necessarily a downtime either. The fish, their metabolisms get a little bit slower, but still you're concentrating on your same type of humps. And you're just basically, instead of moving your boat to it, you're drilling a hole. And you can, you know, with all your high-end sonars, it just changes a little bit from, you know, some of your straight boat units to some of your flashers. You can still catch a lot of fish out there, and we do every single winter.
Now, what about someone who's just getting into fishing,
uh-huh.
or someone who maybe, you know, has done a little bit of fishing, but not the same type of fishing that you're doing?
Sure.
How does that work out when a person comes to you like that?
You know, to be honest, as far as with the guide trips, a lot of what I wind up doing out there are folks who have boats, who are interested in walleye fishing, or interested in learning walleye fishing. They want to go out and actually learn the lake. You know, a lot of the I don't take out a lot of very experienced anglers. You know, a lot of the anglers I take out are anglers, you know, are good fishermen, but definitely looking to learn some of the new techniques. And that's really what I specialize in, helping people learn the lake and helping people learn various techniques to help them put more fish in the boat.
Mm-hmm. You know, my dad was a big time bass fisherman, a weekend tournament fisherman.
Sure.
And I tell you, it was so much fun to go out with my dad, because he would tell me, he said, "Now just flip your lure right over there." He said, "I guarantee you there's a bass hiding behind that log or hiding behind that tree or something." And it made the experience so much better for me, because I really was not you know, big time into fishing. I was more into the enjoyment of the hunting and different things like that. But having a guide made all of the difference, because my dad was my guide.
Absolutely. You know, and it's funny you say that, because a lot of these GPS points that I have out there, I tell my clients that same exact thing. You know, you really mark the fish, you're on top of a school of 30 or 40 of them, and say, "Drop it down right here, there's going to be a fish," and heck, they come right on up. Those fish come right up to the boat real quick.
You gotta do that, Red.
Yeah, the only problem with my dad is that he would, you know, he'd put me in the front of the boat, and since he was in the back of the boat, he always liked to back in to the good fishing holes, and so, you know, I was having to cast around him and stuff. But a few times he'd pull the front end of the boat in, and he'd say, now flip your lure right out there by that tree stump right there." And so I would, I can remember one particular time I caught a 6-pound bass, and he goes, "That's the last time you're getting in the hole first, I'm telling you."
Austin, what are some things, and Red, you can chime in on this too, because I think we've all seen where you'll mention something to kids, maybe teenagers now.
Absolutely.
You know, "Do you like this? Do you like?" And they go, "No, I don't like doing that." "Well, how do you know?" "Well, I did it once." And it that can either because of maybe when they went, the person they went with didn't have the patience with them or didn't pay attention to them. And so if you got a father and a son, let's say, and the dad's more concerned about him fishing than helping the kids, so the kid's sitting there in a boat for 6 hours and bored,
yep.
You know, or they don't have the right gear, so they get cold, or whatever the case may be. But
absolutely.
What are some tips that you got maybe for the parents out there that take the little ones out fishing, of how to make that enjoyable? Because once you get that in your mind, you know, that, hey, that is not fun, it can scar them, so to speak, for life.
Yeah, absolutely.
The biggest thing I see with that really is just taking them somewhere that they can have some success. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, kids are you know, they you tell them they want to go fishing and they want to go out and catch some fish, you know. Yeah. And that's one thing, you know, where I wouldn't take them out to a body of water that's a super technical body of water to start with. I'd take them up somewhere, Georgetown, Evergreen, where you can throw in some lines, catch some good fish. And then also on a day, try and not pick a day that is a super bad weather day. You know, pick something that's going to be a nice, easy day. And, you know, I mean, take them out there on a good weather day. And, I mean, go out there and find somewhere that you know is the fish are hitting. And that's really what I see, is definitely something really good. You know, I take people out in my boat all the time, kids especially, and you know, actually, I had one instance 2 weeks ago where the kid didn't like fishing very much at all. And next thing you know, he puts 30 walleye in the boat, and things change in a hurry. Yeah. So
he's like, I want to be a guide. Yeah. That's awesome. Now, if you want to book something with Austin, let me give you the best couple of numbers for him. 303-514-5546. That's actually his cell phone he's kind enough to give you. That's 303-514-5546. You can also reach him through Discount Tackle. They're located at 2645 South Santa Fe Drive. They're in Denver. Now, can we do something without asking Mike if people want to come in and maybe get
if somebody mentions a show, we're going to give you 10% off down
okay,
there.
Cool.
So if somebody comes in, you know, we can get you a little bit of deal. Definitely, you know, for people, even someone not interested in booking a guide trip, if you've never been in that shop, it's definitely a treat.
No, it's
There's a lot of stuff in there.
And I'm just – now, y'all have made some changes lately to the outside and everything, but I've lived here since 93, driven by that a million times. I had no idea how nice what you carry inside those walls. Because from the outside, you know, it doesn't look like a lot, just being very honest, okay?
Yep,
but
yep.
Inside – it is a great store.
Absolutely.
I mean, it is jam-packed. If you can't find it there, it's not made, you know.
You know, and it's not only conventional stuff down there. You know, we have everything from some of your basic conventional items up into some of your more advanced professional-type items. You know, anything from Panther Martins to Rapala lures to planer boards to Northland jigs, all that kind of stuff. But then you go to the other side of the store, and we have one of the best fly selections in the state, carrying all of the top name-brand flies, Umpqua, Solitude, Montana Fly. And then we have a section of 85-cent flies as well for someone on a budget.
Wow.
You know, and then in addition to that, we have a ton of materials that's going to rival any shop for fly tying in this state as well.
We got to take our last break, and we'll be back with more Sportsman of Colorado.
If you're looking for a place you're always welcome, let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range, and year-round dog training fields. Be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your one-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Protect your valuables and firearms from fire or break-ins. This is Red Merrill for High Plains Safe Sales. Purchasing a gun safe is the most responsible decision a gun owner will ever make. Cannon safes offer the best warranty in the industry. High Plains Safe Sales offers a variety of safes for your home. Call High Plains Safe Sales at 970-532-3785. That's 970-532-3785. Or visit their website at highplainssafe.com. High Plains Safe Sales is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado. Nothing protects like a cannon.
Lynn Lau Chevrolet is family-owned and operated for 37 years, and our commitment to the community is the best selection, highest trading values, and the best financing. How do we do it? Low overhead. And low overhead means low prices. Lynn Lau Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or LynnLauChevy.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at One Shot Gear in Englewood. If you are a hunter, you know that after a full year of training, shooting, and planning, when the season rolls around, you're lucky to get one shot at a trophy. At One Shot Gear, they've got you covered with the largest selection of premium hunting gear in Colorado, like Blosser rifles, Sitka gear, and Night Force optics. The One Shot Gear team has the experience, so they can help you find exactly what you need for the hunt of a lifetime. When only the best will do, choose One Shot Gear, located at 4720 South Santa Fe Chevrolet Circle in Englewood. One Shot Gear is your premium hunting gear headquarters. Call 303-284-3828. That's 303-284-3828. If Sitka makes it, One Shot Gear has it. They're the largest stocking dealer in Colorado. Ask for Grant. Tell him Sportsman of Colorado sent you. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and today only receive 10% off of all clothing and boots. One Shot Gear is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Have you been involved in an auto accident, slip and fall, or any other personal injury? I'm Kevin Flesh with Flesh Law, and I've been protecting victims' rights for over 17 years. If you want aggressive representation that will get you the money you deserve, then call me at 303-884-1037 or visit my website at fleshlaw.com. That's Flesh, F-L-E-S-C-H. I will give you the personal service you deserve, starting with a free consultation. Call me 303-884-1037 or visit me at fleshlaw.com.
The Dennis Miller Show, Monday night at 10 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner, Red Merrill. We have Austin Parr in studio. Again, if you want to book a trip with Austin, he is having great success out there with his charters at Chatfield, 303-514-5546. You can also reach him through Discount Fishing Tackle. They're located at 2645 South Santa Fe Drive. And you guys are open, what, 10 o'clock or 8 o'clock? What time?
8 o'clock every day and 7 days a week.
Wow. Okay.
So, yeah.
Man. And, again, a great shop. Want to mention, again, it's a Tanner Gun Show weekend. Stop by Bushman's Quivers booth out there and tell a gentleman by the name of Oak that you heard about him on a Sportsman of Colorado and register for the drawing. Again, this is a very legitimate drawing. You say, how do you know? Because I won it back in December of 2012, and so it is a great deal. 7 days in South Africa, a couple of animals, you get a blessed buck and an impala, and then it is an awesome trip. So stop by out there. And August the 5th, now 9 a.m., that's when our big game licenses will go on sale for all the leftover licenses and, you know, over-the-counter type things that they'll have available. That's August 5th.
And just a side note on that, too, we do those licenses down at Discount. So if people are looking to get around some lines at Sportsman's or at Bass Pro or something like that,
come down
to us. Last year we only had about 12 people in line for the leftover day. So, I mean, there's
that's good to know.
There's a, you know, it's kind of a little dark horse in the area for that. So.
Absolutely. Okay, good deal. So August 5th at 9 a.m. and you guys open at 8, so
people can get there early.
Yeah. All right, that's a great deal. Again, we want to thank our guest today, Trevin Stolfus with Outback Outdoors TV, Kenton Claremont with the founder of Train to Hunt and the Train to Hunt Challenge, and also Phil Mendoza, No Limits Archery, and Austin Parr again for getting up early and coming in studio with us. Let's go to our good friend Dan Johnson out at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. Dan, how are you, bud?
I'm good. Good morning.
Morning, Dan.
Well, what's happening out there this weekend?
Oh, man, we got all kinds of cars. And too many trucks, and we still have they extended the 0% on Silverado crew cabs, so you can get 0% for 72 months and no payments for 90 days. And in addition to that, you can buy like a GM employee, so you get about $4,000 off, and then still buy, you know, 0%. So that's a huge savings.
Well, I tell you, I love my Silverado very, very much, and recently got that a couple of months ago. And I am averaging in town, you know, depending on how I drive a little bit, you know how that goes, but about 20 and a half miles to the gallon in town.
That's great.
And
you know, on that on the fuel gauge, it says, like, the best 25 miles that you've gotten. Mine is reading right now 36 miles per gallon. I don't know whether I was going downhill or not. But,
yeah, he's coming down from Pikes Peak.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened, but that's 25 miles. I got 36 miles per gallon now. So that's unbelievable.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, you know, with my truck, Dan, I got the big one-ton dually. I love that. You know, you just feel like you're on top of the world when you're driving a truck like that. But I haul my horses a lot, and I get such good mileage even when I'm hauling my trailer with my horses in it that it's just amazing.
Yeah, that, you know, the Chevy's the best. I mean, you know, Ford's had a lot of problems with their diesels, and, you know, we just haven't had any problems. The mileage is better. It's quiet, smoother. You know, half the time you don't even know the horses are back there, I think. You know, they just, you know, you can pull the Queen Mary with those things.
That's the truth. It'll pull my house off a foundation.
Yeah.
So, Dan, if people are, and again, I've had a few people get in touch with you, but if people are looking for a pre-owned vehicle, what I tell them to do is call you, tell you what they're looking for, you know, and if you don't have it, you know, give you a little bit of time, and most of the time, you know, you can come up with it. So, I mean, the pre-owned market is still pretty strong, I guess.
It is strong, but I have lots of access to all over the country, you know, kind of dealer auctions and, you know, off-lease cars and things where I can, you know, I can find just about anything. You know, I found a Dodge Caravan for your friends that came and got it yesterday from me. And, you know, that's the only thing that would work for their particular situation. And,
right.
You know, I mean, they gave me, you know, it took me about a week, but I found them a real nice one, low miles, the money was right. So, yeah, I'm happy to do that.
No, and actually, the guy told me, the gentleman that was assisting that couple told me that it was about $15,000 difference to the good side of what they were looking at up north from another dealer. So they were thrilled.
Well, I'm glad I could help them.
Yeah. Check out Dan's website, LinLawChevy.com or LinLawChevrolet.com. Either one of those work. And, again, great service. I will guarantee you will not have a better car buying experience anywhere in this state. You believe that, Red?
I do believe that.
I'm telling you.
Took me 15 minutes.
Every person I've ever had said, I have never bought a car that quick or truck that quick. And not because of, you know, I mean, you just make it so easy, Dan, again. And it confused me why sometimes some dealers don't get that. They got to play all the games and all the different things. And but, man, we love how you do business. And, again, thanks for all your help with our show, and we appreciate it. And we'll look forward to getting out there. I did get my truck wrapped, so I got to bring it to you and show you.
Oh, yeah, I want to see that.
All right, good deal.
Guys, have a good weekend.
All right, Dan.
Thanks, Dan.
That's Dan Johnson, Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. Now, remember, August 2nd, we move 1 to 2 p.m. We will be back next Saturday for our last show here in the mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. So August 2nd, 1 to 2 p.m., and stay tuned here a little bit later here this morning, 10 to 1 for Drive Radio. Our good friend John Rush and his crew will be in. Any questions about automobiles, they can answer it, so check it out. For my partner, Red Merrill, Austin, thanks again.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
We appreciate it. My name is Scott Watley. Want to again thank you for joining us. Catch us next week, 7 to 8 a.m., then August 2nd, 1 to 2 p.m. Check out our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com. And have a great, safe weekend.
On KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.